You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike Spike Fritz on your radio, 94.1, the free Odyssey app, and YouTube. What's up, YouTube? I love you, too. Phyllis Baseball back on WIP tonight, 6:45 first pitch against the Orioles. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful. Visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers, only at marks-jewelers.com. Two new questions. First, is the show The Simpsons a sitcom? Is the show The Simpsons a sitcom? What do you think the Twitter voting on that is, Ike?
That'll be interesting. I'm going to go with yes, the majority of people believe it. So let's go with 58%.
It's 51.8%.
Wow, so it's 50-50. 50-50.
I think it's definitely a sitcom. Yeah, I should ask Mike.
Levin?
Yeah.
You think it's people because it's a cartoon, people
yeah,
don't consider it?
That's the tough part, yeah.
So Mike, my podcast partner, is a sitcom writer. He's writing on The Office.
Wow,
yeah, that's what he does.
I didn't know that.
He's writing on The Paper, which is The Office sitcom, or The Office spinoff that's coming out, that's going to be on Peacock. But we once got into an argument because he said The Office is not a sitcom because in his world, a sitcom is only a sitcom if the camera is like steady and filmed the way that The Cosby Show is,
yeah.
But the fact that it's like not a steady camera, like on The Office.
Then what is it called then?
Like a half hour comedy or something. He didn't call it a sitcom.
Come on.
Trust me, dude, I couldn't argue with him because I was like, well, if you told me, well, but then I privately asked, you know, Andy Greenwald from The Ringer. I was like, hey, is The Office a sitcom? He's like, yeah, situation comedy. He's like, all right, okay.
Well, I guess because isn't it a mockumentary? Like that's what they call it because they're
yeah, but that's not what he was saying.
Documentary.
To him, it was the cameras. Is the cameras yeah. are a certain way?
Yeah,
you know,
that's
so.
A tough one.
Yeah, that's a tough argument to get into.
Yeah. I'm not gonna. Well, it was on whatever. And then the other one.
Well, it was on the list of sitcoms.
Yes, it's yes. a freaking sitcom. Yes. I don't care what Mike says. God bless him. But I don't care. I know you're writing for a sitcom. Whatever. I watch them. You're not a basketball coach. You seem to have plenty to say about that. And the other one. Are you more likely to buy Phillies tickets now because of the chance that you'll see Duran's intro, and 59% say yes.
Yeah.
So that's a big number because whoever is yes, that's just more people who are more likely to see him.
I'm certainly considering staying to the end of the game.
It's kind of like
considering.
Yeah, it's a big one.
Yeah,
it's a big one.
Yeah.
Now, because in 22, like I think because of how fun the first couple rounds were, people were like dying to get in the ballpark.
Oh,
for postseason games.
Yep.
Kind of feels the same way with Duran.
Yes, there's a bit of a Duran. There's a bit of a moment. Let's get to the top five.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So I easily could have done five budding feuds that Spike has, but I decided to make it
internally.
Yeah, well, nah, just like
oh, okay, just yeah, in
you'll
general.
See, you'll okay. see. Number five though is Spike. Spike versus a Schwarber MVP, people. It started today, and that's why it's budding. Like, there already is a feud with the Jalen people and the Embiid haters. And the
he's working his way through the year.
Now we've reached the Schwarber MVP, people, because the chants are only going to get louder now that, you know, the bank's electric, all that good stuff.
Yeah, this will be one that'll stick to me, but I'm not going to make a huge issue out of.
No, you don't. Like, this one's not personal.
No, I'm not going to do show after show being like, he can't have the MVP.
Shut up.
Yes.
Idiot.
Yeah.
Well, especially because there's not really another great MVP candidate. Like, if you like Otani, it's him. And, dude, we're not doing Pete Crow Armstrong.
Pete Crow Armstrong or Manny Machado.
There's not like an obvious one.
Manny Machado is hitting, first of all, playing elite defense at third base, hitting 300, 20 home runs for a good team.
20 home runs.
Well,
this guy's got 40 already.
He doesn't fall down when he catches fly balls.
He plays the field, though.
Yeah, well,
That's a tough scene. We're never going to get over that one. Yeah.
It might have been that moment. Yeah. They were like, you know what? We can't put him out there.
Unfortunately,
every day.
If Schwarber does get the MVP, I'm going to get a lot of in your faces,
yes.
And I will be happy that he wins the MVP. I just don't think it's right.
I know. Yeah. I know. That's the key.
I'm a pure baseball guy.
Yeah. We always have said that.
Yes.
You're a baseball purist.
Yep.
The fourth budding feud at WIP, and some would say that this is a full-on feud, but it's this show versus any popular saying. This was evident in the pre-show meeting out on the lunch table.
Oh, yeah. You massacred a couple of them.
Well,
was the woods one you said?
If a tree falls in the forest, does anyone hear
nobody
it?
Nobody hear it, yeah.
What Jack said was, if a tree falls in the forest, does anyone hear it? The actual phrase.
No.
No, that is not it. As I said, I just shook my head. I'm like, Jack, it's if the tree falls in the forest and there's no one there to hear it, does it make a sound? It is not if the tree falls in the woods, does anyone hear it?
It's not even close.
Seems like you can't see the forest through the trees.
Yeah, yes, yes, yes. You massacred another one, I think, in our other meeting, too. I just can't remember what it was.
I'm a peripheral guy, like on the periphery. I'm on the periphery.
Right first,
I don't think you're using that the right way either.
I'm right around it.
Author, ladies and gentlemen, when's the second book coming out?
When the Phil's in the World Series.
There you go.
Yeah, the new edition.
Yep.
The third budding feud at WIP is Scott Fransky versus Nostradamus. Listen to this last night. This call by Scott.
I don't know. I'm getting tie game vibes, Larry.
Feeling it? You got a caller?
I think we're starting to type the digits.
Yeah.
1-0 the count. The pitch. Swung on. Blasted. Deep right field. And that is going to tie the ball game.
Wow.
Up into the second deck as Kyle Schwarber hits his 39th home run of the season.
I believe he answered your call.
Wow. He called it. Good for Fransky.
How about that?
Good for that. That home run was a monster.
Almost reached the third deck.
I thought it did reach the third deck.
I guess it didn't go as far as Howard's.
Okay, no.
Howard still has the furthest one.
Yep.
Nobody makes those predictions better than Uncle Merle, though.
Yeah.
He seems to call it like a fumble or a strip sack
or something.
Oh, yeah, he does that.
Oh, man. Like right before the Brandon Graham strip sack.
Yeah.
I remember that
one. He has a feel for that, too. They watch, man. They get a feel for it.
Yep.
You got to have a feel.
They got a feel.
You got to have a feel. The second budding feud at WIP is me versus Buzz. So what was this nonsense that happened yesterday with the... So, all right.
Buzz had a pretty good day with the top five yesterday.
He did. No.
So I actually heard number
just
three.
Just for the top five.
Yeah. There's been other issues. So in full disclosure, let me get my... Because you made yourself clear.
You want to say what happened yesterday for anyone who didn't listen?
So Buzz unearthed... The audio, I guess, of the camera talking about the idea of a standing ovation a couple weeks before the actual ovations happened.
Yesterday was the 2-year anniversary of the Trey Turner standing ovation. Buzz did the five things that happened around it something.
The funniest things about it.
Yeah, and he unearthed audio, stunning audio. I knew I had never heard it. I was looking at Ike's face. Ike had never heard it. Stunning audio of the morning show basically saying that this should happen.
Right.
Stunning audio.
Sure.
Joe and John being like, this would be a good idea.
Right.
It was stunning audio.
I heard.
Yeah. And it happened, 2 weeks before the standing ovation.
So I had never heard the audio.
Yeah.
I hear whispers that the camera said something about it, but didn't know anything about it. Never claimed to be first. So I want that also on the record. Never claimed to be first.
Yep.
One of the loudest voices behind it.
Yep.
Never claimed to be first. The camera should get more credit for it. 100%. After listening to it, 100%. So that's the official statement.
But you versus Buzz is a budding feud.
Yeah, 100%.
Because of
well,
him.
What are we doing?
Yeah. Like, he's going for the belt.
I've drug him along.
Is Buzz going to get the belt again?
He might.
What did he get the belt for the first time again?
Taking you down last time.
Nah, down last time.
Whenever he was top five, he seems to attack me. Yep. Seems to attack me.
Yep.
So, yeah, no, it was definitely interesting audio.
I will say this. You didn't stop us from implying that you were the originator.
Why would I do that? And now I wish it never happened. So moving on.
Said it now, I wish it never happened.
Yep.
It didn't, according to that documentary.
I know. Yeah, I know. The number one, though, budding feud at WIP is also Spike.
Oh.
But this time with our good pal Hugh Douglas. Listen to this shocking audio from the Midday Show.
You didn't submit your Mount Rushmore?
Spike put pressure on
Hugh, come on. He sent two emails.
He did, and he sent the second one.
But that was more of a reminder. Guy.
And he was Hugh? Like, he said something to the effect that this needs to be done today.
That's not what was the email.
He said, if you don't get it done today.
Today is the last day to submit to have your vote count. Thank you to everyone who has done already. Go Birds. That was his email.
Hugh has an issue with authority.
He's not authority. He's our coworker.
It's the aggressive tone.
Hugh definitely didn't
do his
homework.
Hold on. Let me read this again. Today is the last day to submit to have your vote count. Thank you to everyone who has done already. Go Birds.
That was aggressive.
That's not
that's
aggressive.
Not that was a little aggressive.
That's aggressive.
And what happened, I meant to do it, but I had other stuff. And I didn't submit.
Oh, you were busy.
I apologize.
You were too busy to write some names.
Two apologies for the first second.
But here's the thing. You can't talk. Don't talk to me like that. I have an inherent problem with that.
Don't say thank you.
Today no, he is the said, last day he to said, submit he, to have your vote count. Thank you to everyone who has done
it. The
already.
Way that I heard it is like, you need to submit this today or we're going to have a problem.
I think this is a you issue. He ended it with Go Birds.
I didn't see it. I didn't read it that way.
I think you wrongly felt threatened by what was,
I did. I felt
what
a little,
was a pleasant
Spike's
message.
A bully. Spike's a little bit of a bully, and it had bully vibes. I listened to the show.
I will have to ask him his permission. I already read it on the air. We might have to screenshot his email and ask the audience if there's bully vibes.
It was bully vibes. It's
Thank,
the messenger.
Today is the last day to submit to have your vote count.
It was the messenger.
It was the messenger.
No, that's what it was. At least. That was not threatening at all.
At all.
I couldn't clear that up first. But I do believe from Hugh's point of view, he's taking it. This is what it sounds like if Spike has said it.
Right.
So in his own head, he put a tone around it himself.
And even the first email.
That's a Hugh thing. That's clearly a Hugh thing.
I was looking for I even think the first email was very nice. I'm looking for it. Like, I don't even think, here we go.
Well, first of all, you're not going to try to bully Hugh Douglas.
No.
Yeah, so.
The first email is also very nice. This was to everybody. The WIP Afternoon Show is back on our BS next week for our second annual Mount Rushmore week. At the bottom of this is a link to fill out the form if you want yours counted. Of course, the more votes, the better. Some quick things. And then I give the rules. I may reach out to you next week so you can discuss your list or do one of the non-major Mount Rushmores we'll do throughout the week. Again, I thank you for participating. What a summer of stupid lists we've had. So the first email wasn't even threatening.
Yeah.
This is look, man, I said thank you. I also said go Birds.
Which that had to hurt the type, right?
So
what
I think it's the tone of the afternoon show.
Yes, he's hearing the callers.
Yes, he hears the tone of the afternoon show.
He's hearing me yell at the callers or talk crap about them. He's hearing in the email. But there's off-air Spike and on-air Spike.
Yes, of course
it is. You know?
Yes.
You know, sometimes they mix, you know, but.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm a nice guy. What I actually wondered hearing that, it took the first time I heard it, I texted him and Joe. I said, what are you talking about? But then I realized that may come across as threatening. But then I was thinking about the fact.
I'm sure it did.
I was thinking about the fact is like, what if I was program director when Hugh was here?
Yeah. That would have been interesting.
You know? Because I don't think I was hard ass or anything.
Oh, well, hold on.
You and I, we got along well. We've been knowing each other longer, too, though.
Sure.
So I know you.
Sure.
You and I can yell at each other and move on. Everybody can't have the whole back and forth thing without being offended by it.
No,
but you weren't a yeller as a program director, though. You didn't yell as program director.
Yeah, but like you were also threatening. I mean, like 100%.
Well, some of you had to be whipped into shape.
Yes, you came in a different time.
And that's what a good manager, program director, head coach would do. You don't coach everybody the same.
Sure.
You coach everybody fairly, but everybody is different. And Jack, you needed work.
Yeah, you needed work.
Yeah, I know. I wanted it.
All right, this is an NFA moment, but whatever.
Uh-oh.
I know.
I remember when
a lot of times.
Yeah, I remember when I hired Keffer, when I was hiring for assistant program director, Jack applied.
And you wanted to be the assistant program
director? But I remember sitting in the room and saying to Jack.
Well, relax in there.
Well, yeah. I remember saying to Jack, you don't really want to be assistant program director. He's like, no, I don't really. And that was it. That was
he was
the,
just trying to get in.
Yeah, it was the end of the conversation. Yeah.
That's called, hey, putting your head down and trying to make a name for yourself.
This hour is sponsored by Guided Dorn Window. I think I would have been fine with you, you know.
Oh, we'd have made it work.
Yeah.
You would have butted heads over, you know, how
you
on
Hollis butted heads.
Well, yeah. Well, look, I still think I was right in that situation. God bless Hollis. I liked Hollis. I haven't butted heads. I had a great relationship with Angelo, but once or twice there were
butted heads with Angelo.
Pick my spots.
Yeah.
This hour sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 40% off all doors and windows right now. Call Guida at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Cowboy Jim, you're on WIP.
Forget Jack and DeCamber tomorrow. How about Spike and Hugh tomorrow?
Yeah. Do an arm wrestling match.
I am not arm wrestling Hugh. I don't need my arm broken in the
ripped
middle
off,
of it.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
How about a stare off or something like that? Who blinks first? Or something like that.
I'm happy to do the push-up thing versus Hugh. He's got too much weight to push up.
I'll be down there tomorrow, but I will not be wearing my Dallas Cowboy cheerleader outfit. Sorry about that, Bam. And let's not forget Bam, who fell out of a tree listening to the Midday Show. Or does he have a tattoo of Ike and Hugh on himself, I believe?
Yeah, a lot of tall tales.
Yeah, a lot of stuff. Yeah, a lot
Paul
of stuff
Bunyan
going
Bam,
on.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said a lot of stories.
He always predicts the Phillies are going to win 120 games. So, yeah, I can see why he's becoming a better caller now. So, anyway, listen, if Mike Schmidt had played DH, No way would he have ever won an MVP, okay? It was different. It was offense. It was defense. You know, put Chubby at third base and see how much, see how good he does there.
Okay? Now he's Chubby.
Wow.
Now he's Chubby.
You hate
it's about base running, fielding, all that kind of stuff. That's what gets it. And for Micah Parsons, I want Jahad Campbell and Landon Dickerson and a first-round pick.
No.
That's what I want for that.
Yeah, we're going to pass on that deal. And did you want to be in the it says here you want to be in the fantasy league. You want to be in the fantasy league?
I'm a top five caller as a Cowboy fan. which mm-hmm. is unbelievable.
Yep.
I follow Spike's rules.
Yep.
I never ask, how you doing? Yep. Because when someone says, how you doing at 2 o'clock, you're okay all day. You don't have to keep saying it at 4:30.
Yep.
Okay? All right. All right. I visit you guys almost to all the locations, even that bathroom / flower shop you were at on the Atlantic City Expressway. I visit you guys.
You did. What a description. Thank you.
The bathroom slash
I didn't even know where the hell we were at. I'm like, what is he talking about?
He's talking about the...
Yes. Yeah, don't be talking about Farley Plaza. Yeah, the service plaza, man.
Also a farmer's market.
Flower shop. That's a good line. Yeah. Okay.
When I'm unable to listen to the show due to flying, I rewind the show and listen to the entire show. But I fast forward through Elliot, Chris from Middletown, San Diego Padre, Aaron, Corey from Columbus, Bruce from D.C. You're supposed to hang up. Bam, Rios, Ken from Cinnaminson, Justin from Tennessee, and Chuck and OG Wade.
So every caller. Every caller.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you go back and listen to your own calls?
Yeah, I do sometimes.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. Check the tape.
Sure I do. Good luck tomorrow, Jack. You better win. Bye, losers.
Wow, and it's just an excellent call from, like, an MVP level call from Cowboy Jim there.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, he's strong. Yeah, it's a strong entry into the fantasy league.
Gotten better.
Yoshi in Brewery Town, you're on WIP.
My man Spike, questionable. Big night, Jackie baby. Happy Tuesday. What's poppin', fellas?
What's up, Yosh?
Mr. Eskins.
What?
December 31st. 2024, you said because I lost to you that I was in the fantasy league. Now I find out you changed it.
I don't set the rules. Jack and Ike and Buzz
said
the rules.
That, Yosh?
Yeah.
He said it on the radio. Don't, man, boy.
Because you lost to me?
Yeah, that's what you said. You said it.
No, weren't even in the. You weren't even in the finals. VP was in the finals.
I was in the finals. What are you?
Oh, were you?
Was it Yosh? Hold on, you made it to the championship game, Yosh?
Yes. Well, you guys are so.
How many leagues you think we play in? You think we?
Well, I don't.
Yeah. Well, I do.
Yes. Yeah.
So did we supposed to just award you because you were the highest loser?
Yeah, that's what he said. I'll take that. That's what he said.
If I said it, look,
it's
fine.
If
that's what we said.
Oh, we just going to cave in?
Well, I don't.
It's Yoshi.
What I would say is.
We
got to go back to the audio.
Lie.
Well, you would lie to
go
get in
the
league.
Audio. Look between, I think it was December 31st, 2024. That's what you said.
Okay. If we said it, if I said it, then we will honor it. We
and
will have to go back
y'all
to the tape.
Remember. Now, I don't expect you to remember.
Well, yeah, what do you expect?
Bro.
Nothing. I don't expect you to remember nothing. As long as you don't say guarantee. Remember that.
Yeah.
Go back to the audio. But I wanted to give, I ain't really covered that. I wanted to give my own Mount Rushmore a thing. Spike, don't cut me off.
Okay,
what is it? Let me get all four of them off. Because I'm going to try to keep it rated easy.
Okay.
Now. My 80s actresses that excited me.
See, now, just so you know, I did ask Joe DiCamera to do his own 80s ladies list, so it would be good to compare yours and his. So what is yours?
Well, mine are, you know, I love to bring this up. I probably brought this up about 4 or 5 times on air. Kim Basinger, 9.5 weeks.
Yeah, she was elite. Mm. Kim Basinger was elite.
Yeah.
There was a lot of things in there that excited me in the 80s about her.
Yep.
I'm going to go ahead. You know, I'm going to give you this one because you love it. And I'm trying to brown those up to you. Go to the audio. Phoebe Cates coming out that swimming pool.
Yeah. Phoebe Cates, elite as well. Yeah.
Oh, man. Daryl Hannah as a mermaid in Splash.
Daryl Hannah was elite as well. Yep.
Lisa Bonet in Angel's Heart.
Oh,
Mickey Rourke.
Yes. Mm. Well, you picked a couple of sex movies there.
Yeah.
9.5 weeks, Angel Heart.
Yeah. I was trying not to say the sex word. And did y'all know they put a Pilates studio across the street from my house? As soon as I come home, all the women going in there. And I mean, it ain't not one not attractive woman going in there. And I got to stand. I can't even go outside and look because, you know, my wife is looking at
everything is hard.
I'll take a shot in the ass.
I took a needle in the ass.
We will go check that audio, Yoshi.
Check and the audio. Love y'all, guys, yes. Baby.
All right, Yoshi.
There it is. If Yoshi said it, if I said it, was that the thing? Because the finals was one of us, and
that's not what we done in the past. Because Marks won it 1 year, didn't he?
I think so. Yeah.
Did we automatically put?
But was it you and him in the finals?
Well, that was me and him, wasn't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he beat me in the finals 1 year.
OG Jason, you're on WIP.
Gentlemen, good afternoon. I'm glad it is Mount Rushmore week. I'm ready to put Dave Dombrowski on the Phillies Mount Rushmore.
Well, that's a horrible idea.
We've got, listen, we now have the great Tarantula closing out our games.
Now, that's
and
true.
We have the master, and then we have the master.
Yeah, Aaron Spader. We got it.
Yeah, I get the joke.
Hitting home run.
Yeah.
Hitting home run.
Yeah, I don't know about
Dave Dombrowski.
The Dave Dombrowski Rushmore. Being on the Mount Rushmore. I think you're bigger.
Well, Ed Wade's in the Phil's Wall of Fame now.
Your bigger issue, OG Jason, is that you were the one that's supposed to be training Aaron in San Diego. Just a massive failure on your part.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you're absolutely right. And I have gone to confession. I have begged for forgiveness.
Yep.
And you know what? I accept accountability. That's what this show is all about. I'm accountable.
Yep. He's, I believe, the worst caller of all time, I believe.
Well, anyway.
You want to be in the fantasy league?
I do, and I don't want that transgression to eliminate me. I want to say in my own family's fantasy league in 24 years, I'm the only three-time champion. Mm. I have been in an OG Wade fantasy football league.
Mm.
Sorry to hear that.
Yep. Did anybody check their lineups?
Yeah, well,
you just said it once at the beginning of the year and cross your fingers.
I will not engage in color-on-color crime, especially against OG Wade because of the moniker. But I'm a Foxhole guy, right? I'm not a long-time caller to the afternoon show, but I quickly got into the Foxhole with my Go Jack Fritz sign.
Yep.
In San Diego. And, you know, Buzz, the commissioner of the Fantasy Football League, actually said that I'm one of the great callers to the station.
Wow.
And,
well, Buzz
it sounds like he's buttering you up.
Yeah, Buzz endorsement. And you know what? Thank you for the call, OG Jason. You are registered. He's a Lig guy as well,
see,
which
that,
I think
gets
him some credit.
League.
Yeah,
get you in there because you're authentic.
Lig.
I'm so in on Lig.
Yeah, I love Lig. Yeah.
Real accent.
I'm going to start saying Lig.
Lig, yeah.
I'm back to Crown and Lig.
Crown, yeah.
Crown Royal?
No, like
a crayon.
Crayon, yeah.
I know. Like Reese's Pieces.
Yeah, I love Lig. So we have our final Mount Rushmore of the day coming up at 5:30, 30 past every hour. It is my Mount Rushmore. Ike did the 90s sitcoms. Jack did the Mount Rushmore of Elliot Takes. And I am doing the Mount Rushmore of Stuff Chicks Dig.
Oh!
You know?
As a guy.
As a fella.
Okay.
Because
you know.
I know.
Yeah, he knows.
Yeah. All right. You know.
We'll see how this goes.
Been around the block like four times.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mount Rushmore of Stuff Chicks Dig. That is coming up next. 2-1 and leading off, and you as well. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.